Hello.
Hi, Perry. This is Nikki calling back from Local Splash. How are you?
Can you hear me?
Yep, I can hear you. Can you hear me well?
Yeah.
Yep. Yes, I'm very sorry. I'm actually calling with regards to your call tracking number because I see before that you do have your call tracking number with us, but we took it out. So I just want to discuss it again. Curry, is it okay if I'll take like at least 5 to 10 minutes of your time?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So yep, I see it here that we haven't set you up your call tracking number. And since you do add some new services with us, especially with the local search engine optimization and the Facebook ads, we would like to set you up a call tracking number that your leads will contact you on. So this is what we're going to do. Curry, we will set up your call tracking number, which is included in your package to follow Google's best practices for growth. So we provide a unique local number that redirects instantly to your main line, so your daily workflow stays exactly the same. This tool tracks every lead and filters out spam, giving us the insight needed to see which services are driving your revenue. You can easily access these call reports directly in the Local Splash app using your primary phone number as your username. So, would it be okay for you if you will set you up with this call tracking number that my team have?
I had it listed as 5040. I asked them because they just started listing it on my business profile as my primary phone number, and which is irritating because, you know, if I miss the call, then it doesn't tell me the phone number to call back. It just shows the number that it is for the Local Splash. And so I wasn't able to call him back right away, so I didn't like it. As my primary, it was fine as a backup, and I was fine with that, but when they listed it as my primary, I didn't like that. So I asked them to take it off as the primary, and they must have removed it permanently. So,
Yep.
So I'm good with them having one. Just don't list it on there as my primary. Put it as my secondary.
Okay, let me see what I can do with that. So if we are going to set you up a call tracking, this is actually the number that we will have for you. A number that starts with 406. So we have 406-319-8838. So this is going to be your call tracking. So since this is going to be your call tracking, then there might be changes to your Google Business Profile. That means to say we will have this as your phone number. So I just want to clarify, you don't have any other number associated with your Google Business Profile, but just your number.
Okay.
As the primary phone number. Okay, this is what we're going to do, Curry. This call tracking number, actually, you mentioned earlier that you're not able to get back to your clients if ever you miss the calls, right?
So right away.
Yeah, the good thing about call tracking is that if ever you miss calls from your client, anywhere from Facebook, Google Business Profile, or from your website, you can actually check it through your dashboard or through the Local Splash app on your phone. And we can check their phone number, and you can call them back.
Yeah, that takes time. I mean, I like to be able to see their number come through, you know, on my phone. Then I can just redial it right from my phone. I don't have to go into any dashboard.
Yeah, you can actually check it in your app, on your Local Splash app on your phone.
Okay, I don't have that set up.
I can send you the email on how to download the app. But let me just clarify, are you okay with us using the call tracking number for your business, the 406-319-8838?
That's fine.
Okay, and when we do this, just want to let you know, because you mentioned during our call earlier that you don't want to do verification with the Google Business Profile, right?
Right.
Okay. I think there might be a chance that after adding the call tracking to your Google Business Profile, it might re-verify since it's going to be a big change to your Google Business Profile.
Yeah, I don't want to do that then. Then I got to get the mails. They take me off Google until I'm verified again, and that just screws me out of work, you know. So.
Okay, so you are okay with us using the call tracking, but you just don't want to do re-verify your Google Business profile, correct?
Yeah, they make me wait in them for the mail to verify my address, you know. And then I got to open up the mail and verify it with the code they sent me. I just don't like that process.
You don't want to do the same, to go again the same process. Okay, I will let the team know that this is what we're going to do. You don't want to do verification, but you're okay with us with the phone number, with the call tracking.
Yeah.
Okay. And just wanted to clarify again, would it be okay to have this call tracking on all your marketing campaigns? But how about on your Google Business profile? Would it be okay to use this call tracking number, or you just wanted to have your phone number?
You can put it on my business profile as long as it's the secondary phone number, because it gives you an option for primary and secondary. And just list the secondary.
Gotcha. I will let my team know.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much, Curran. If ever there are some updates that I get from my team, if I need some confirmation from you, I may be trying to call you back, okay?
Yeah, have them call me about the website. I want to discuss some updates on there.
Okay. Would you like me to schedule you a call with them, with our website team?
Yeah.
When will be the best time? You want to do tomorrow or next week?
Yeah, next week. Let me see what day.
What would be the best time next week so I can block you a call with them?
I'm looking. Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Yeah, like in the morning.
Okay, what would be the best time? 10 o'clock your time. So let me go ahead here. I'm going to check available slots for you for that. 10 a.m. your time. Okay, one moment. Let me go ahead and check the calendar. Okay, we're going to do Tuesday. All right. Yep, I think we do have here an available slot for 10 a.m. your time. I'm going to add you to the calendar for them, for my website team, Tuesday, okay? The 24th of March.
Okay.
All right. So, let me see. I will let our team know with regards to the call tracking, and if ever there are some things that I need to discuss with you, I might call you back, okay?
Okay.
Thank you so much, Curry, for answering. Enjoy the rest of the day, and take her away. Bye-bye for now.
Bye.